Happy Saturday. Y'all already know I show up there for y'all every Saturday with some tips, and I'm glad you're taking the time to hang out with me. If you don't know me, you're new here. My name is Dre Williams. I am a postpartum coach helping new moms navigate through postpartum so they can achieve balance. And yes, you hear balance tossed. Hello. You hear balance, the word balance tossed around a lot, but I'm going to tell you, balance is what you make it off of your expectations. So balance doesn't look the same for each mom. It can look very different. So that's what we're going to get into today. But first, I want to know more about you. So tell me your name and where you're from. I would love to learn more about you. If you're listening to the recording, I would still love for you to drop it in and and tell me a little bit about yourself. So tell me, what city are you from? All right, I'm gonna wait for y'all to get those in, and I just want to see. But yeah, I'm so happy to have you guys tuning in with me. I have my notes on the side, y'all, because y'all know I got pregnancy brain, and some days I might forget some notes, so I might go on a tangent, so I gotta keep myself on track. So my question for you today is, do you know how burnout can affect your lifestyle? So those listening, tuning in, because this will also be on my podcast, I want you to ask yourself, do you know how burnout can affect your lifestyle? Because burnout is real. If you are in survival mode, burnout can be real. Hello, how you doing? It's good to see you. So yes, my question is, do you know how burnout can affect your lifestyle? So let me know with a yes or a no. Because burnout is real, and I know from experience that burnout can leave you in survival mode, and you're going to show up in a way that is not conducive to what you want. You want to make sure that you are living a life that is fulfilling for you based on what you want to do. Because y'all, don't let people tell y'all what y'all need to do. Live a lifestyle that's based on what you desire to have. And so this is why I talk about balance a lot, because balance is what you make it, but it's also like, what do I want out of life? How do I want to show up as a woman? How do I want to show up as a mom and a wife? And what are the expectations that I give myself? Not the unrealistic expectations that people put on you, but what are your expectations for yourself? Because I know for me, hello, I know for me, I have my own expectations. I do not worry about what other people are saying or trying to give me tips, because oftentimes those are not what I have for myself and for the vision I have for my family. So I have to be able to know and ground myself in what I believe are my expectations. And I'm telling you this because if you allow other people to fuel you in your mind about how you should show up as a mom or a wife or a woman, you're going to run yourself in the ground, because it's oftentimes too many things happening at once, and you want to be able to be proactive. So here we go. That is why today we're talking about the five stages of burnout. So we're going to go through, and I'm going to tell you about these five stages, and I want you to be able to identify where you are, because once you identify yourself, you can tell, okay, if I'm on stage three, I can get back to stage one, or if I'm on stage one, that means I'm in a good space. It's so important to know where you are. That's how you can evaluate and take those steps back to know what do you need in that moment. And let me tell you, burnout is real. So make sure that you tune in all the way. And if you are listening to this podcast recording later on, listen through the whole way so you can identify yourself and remember these stages, so that when you are when you are in one of these stages and you don't know how to get back, you're going to learn how to get back. You're going to be able to do that today. So if you are in one of the later stages, I'm about to help you take those steps back to get back to that happy phase. So the first phase of burnout is the honeymoon phase. So this is like, you know, you just had the baby. You guys are so happy. You like, oh, I'm not pregnant anymore. I got to bring the baby home. And it's just that love and awe. So think about it like, you know, when you get married and like the first stage, you're like all happy and glowing. That's how it is with motherhood. Because oftentimes you carry the baby for 9 months. And you felt them kick. You felt them move. You had your body changes. And so you feel like you know them, but you really don't know them until you see them. So it's just like a different kind of feeling. And so that honeymoon phase is going to get you through. And if you are taking care of yourself and your needs and still taking care of baby and all those things, like you're figuring out how to navigate that, then that honeymoon phase, that's that sweet spot. that's like, okay, if it's like this consistently, I'm gonna be good, right? But then you go into another phase for burnout if you're not doing the things like, okay, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to ask for help. I'm going to make sure I get some rest. I may not sleep all through the night, but I can take a power nap when the babies sleep. Those are the kind of things that you want to be doing during the honeymoon phase so that you can stay there. Because oftentimes, as a new mom, we don't know. We don't have a blueprint of, like, what we're supposed to be doing. It's just, like, so many different factors going on. Like, my body is changing, and I'm going through postpartum, yet I still have a baby to take care of, but I still have a household to run. And it's like, if you're working, you're like, okay, but I still have to think, like, and plan, like, okay, when I go back to work, or if you're breastfeeding, you have to think about these so many factors that can lead you into going to, like, anxious and having anxiety. So that's when that onset of stress, like, the small things start to trigger you. So I know many times as a new mom, people are always asking, like, is the baby sleeping, or how's the baby sleeping? And they make you feel like, you know, if the baby's not sleeping, they kind of make you feel bad, because they're like, well, you know, that's not a good baby. But it's like, it's a baby. They need someone to hold them. Like, they were in the womb with comfort and warmth, and they felt your, they can hear your heartbeat, and they felt protected. And so when you go to sleep, it's like your body is surrendering to another realm. And that's hard for babies, and that's hard for, like, little kids as well. So you have to be considerate of that. And so when you get those voices in your head and people telling you how you can get them to sleep longer and all these factors, it's like, okay. Okay, I need to work on doing XYZ so that it can sleep longer. I need to do this. I need to do that. But instead, just be like, I'm enjoying the process. Whatever they need, I'm there, because I'm still taking care of myself as well. So don't feel like, because the things that people are telling you are not going to help you, okay? Because you have to set your own expectations, and don't let those small things trigger you, like, oh, baby's not sleeping long enough, what am I doing wrong? Or no, it's a part of the process. And that's why I say, instead of trying to do other things when the baby is sleeping, try and take a moment to rest. And if you can hold the baby in a wrap or find other things or leverage your support system, they can help you with the household tasks. They can help you do other things. And I know for me, I'm about to be a mom too, so it kind of looks different. So I'm like, I'm in a phase like, okay, so how are we going to make sure that my toddler is good and we have a newborn? So those are kind of things that you have to think through and just give yourself grace, because you won't really know until you're in the moment, but you can kind of pre-plan so you kind of have the idea. So that's one thing I want to tell you. So when you're in the onset of stress, you need to take a step back and really reevaluate. Whose expectations are you trying to listen to? Are you trying to listen to your mother-in-law? Are you trying to listen to your mom? Are you trying to listen to the people on social media? Are you trying to listen to the podcast or whoever? Or friends? Because friends can try and tell you too, especially friends who have moms. Like, they'll tell you their experience and you try and kind of compare yourself. So make sure that you are on your own lane and you stay in your lane, because that's going to help you keep going. The third one is chronic stress. So after you have the honeymoon phase, and then if you go into that onset of stress because things are not working out how you thought or imagined, then you go into chronic stress. That's when those everyday tasks start to bother you. So that's when, like, okay, I gotta cook, I gotta take care of baby, I still need to do laundry, I need to go to the grocery store, oh, I gotta go to work too, and I got a deadline to meet. It's just so many different little factors that start trickling in. It's just like, okay, I have all these things going on, but I don't know how to juggle it. And for that phase right there, that chronic stress, that's when that intentional planning comes in. Let me tell you, if you take a moment to plan ahead, so I know for me personally, I look at my week in advance, even though, like, every month we try to look over our month, but me and my husband, we meet weekly to look at the week ahead. So we're thinking about, like, okay, who has what going on? What is due? Who, like, where, who's going to, so for example, like, who's going to Bible study? Who's going to work out? Because my husband does workouts. And so we plan, like, the nights, our night routines. Okay, so if he's working out, okay, so when you come home before you work out, can you do X, Y, and Z, or do this and that? And then I have my stuff too, so I'm still making time for me. So we're really sitting there talking and planning through everyday tasks. It may seem like, oh, this is tedious. Like, I'm sitting down for an hour and we're talking about the whole... It makes a difference, okay? makes a big difference. I know for my husband and I, since we've been intentional, because we used to, like, you know, talk about it in passing, but then it wasn't like that communication wasn't clear. But if we have our planners open, we're writing it down, and every day before the day, like before he leaves to go to work, I'm just like, okay, what's going on for today? So that we have it at the forefront. And that is what's going to be so helpful for you to be having that planning. You don't have to take all those tasks on. And then that's when you leverage your support system. You're like, okay, my I have a deadline at work I need to meet. So I might have to stay at work later this day. So could you make sure that our little one is doing what they need to do? Or can you prepare dinner? Or can you clean up or give kids bath? Whatever it is, that's where you have that communication. And as a new mom, it can look different from a mom who has a toddler. But what you can't do is really have that communication. And y'all, I'm not saying you just have to meet with your partners. Say you have a village around you who help you, like with the pickups and drop-offs or daycare, whatever it is, make that communication clear. Because you don't have to do everything by yourself. You're not a superwoman, okay? You are human, and you deserve to have a village. You should not be doing everything by yourself. And if you're like, oh, how do I get a village? It's possible. It takes time. You have to build relationships. You'll find people. But you just have to be open to it and know that you can attract people that care about you and want the best for you. So that's what you have to do with chronic stress, okay? When you had a chronic stress, you need to step back and start planning. Then, whoo. You go through that burnout phase. That's phase four. You are overstimulated. You are overwhelmed. You're like, what is going on? Because your expectations are not your reality. Like, baby's not sleeping. Then, like, your breast milk is drying up. You don't know how much breast milk you don't know how to get that going. You don't know how you're going to get the house clean. You don't know how you're going to go to work. And you're, like, sleep deprived. It just, you're over it. I call this, like, the survival mode. Like, you are literally just trying to make it to the end of the day. So you're waking up just praying that you make it to the end of the day in one piece. And when you go through this burnout phase, I've been there, y'all. I was there for like a couple months and it was terrible. Like, I was not even enjoying motherhood. I wasn't enjoying wifehood. I wasn't enjoying anything. I was just like, I just want to run away. I want to run away so I can be in peace. I can maybe get some sleep or whatever. But you can recover from that, y'all. I am a living witness. You can recover from burnout. I am in such a better place because I took that time to figure out what do I need. So when you are in a burnout and you're like, I'm in survival mode, and you're like, I just can't do it anymore. Like, it's like you just want to run, okay? But I say this even though I'm like laughing a little bit, but it's just because it's so serious. Like, when you're in that burnout, you feel like you're not going to make it out. You don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You have to take a step back to see what you need. That means you are not taking care of yourself. You have to take moments to figure out, how am I taking care of myself? What do I need? Do I need to get some sleep? Do I need to eat more nutritional meals? Do I need to go on a walk alone? Do I need to have my husband take the baby and leave the home so that I could just have a moment? You have to figure out, what do you need? Do not worry about everybody else in your household when you feel like you're in burnout. You have to focus on you. Because when you focus on yourself, that's when you can come back to center. Because you're pouring so much out into everyone else, but you forget about you. So make sure that you are pouring into yourself, because that's where that burnout is real. So the first phase is the honeymoon, and that's when you're taking care of yourself. You're so happy to be a mom. And then the second phase is when you start to have that onset of stress because you are listening to other people's expectations, or you have unrealistic expectations and want that to be a reality, but it's not. So you have to take a step back to create realistic expectations for you. The third one is chronic stress. That's when you have to start having that planning, that intentional planning, consistently. So then you have that burnout where you need to take a step back and see, what do I need, okay? In that last phase is the habitual burnout. That means, like, I had a moment of burnout, but instead of trying to shift what is around me, I'm just going to continue going and suffering in silence. And that's the one where I can send you over the edge. I'm not even kidding. Like, if you are in burnout and it's consistent, like every single day you wake up and you're going through the motions and you're suffering, you might be crying in real life, no one sees you. Like, you might be crying in the car, you might be just like over it, or you become depressed or suicidal. Like, these are reasons why that happens. You have to figure out how can you change your living system, and not like your living environment. Like, what can you do at home to make household tasks better? What could you do as a mom? Like, what do you need? Like, what will be supportive for you? And I know it's so tough to be vulnerable and ask for help. Like, it's like, I don't want people to know what I'm going through. What if they judge me? Or what if they, you know, try to think I'm a bad mom and all that stuff? But if you're around people that you trust and they genuinely care about you, that won't even matter. They want to help you get back to the honeymoon phase. They want to help you get back to balance. They want you to be able to show up for yourself and not just showing up for baby, not just showing up for your partner, not just showing up for work. Like, no. Taking care of yourself. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, how do you expect to show up and give 100% to those around you? So that is something you really have to think about and really know that you can recover from a long term of burnout. It just takes a lot of work. And not work as in, oh, I have to work hard. No, like, it's like a lot of planning. It's a lot of self-care. It's a lot of creating new habits and creating new systems in your home and communicating with your partner. And if you're single, you're just like, I got to communicate with my village. Like, it's just, that's the work you have to do. But that's the work that's going to help you come back to terms with where you want to be. And I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. It is a process. So you just start doing a little at a time. So don't think you have to just go out right now and just go and do all those things. Do small things, but do bit by bit. And the first one, if you are in burnout, I would just give you a tip to see, what do you need? What do you need help with? How can you get support? Those are the questions you have to ask yourself first, because you won't be able to communicate with your partner of what you need if you don't know what you need. So that's what you have to do. And take that alone time. Even if you have to wake up a little earlier or go to bed a little later, it's so worth it, y'all. Okay? It's so worth it. Those little moments of silence, even if it's 5 minutes before everyone in the house gets up, makes a big difference, because you get to start with just focusing on you for the day. And then at the end of the night, do something where you focus on you, okay? And find little activities. It's going to make a difference. And I say this, make sure I'm not going on a tangent, y'all. I say this because I want you to be able to identify where you are. You don't have to drop it in the chat, because I know sometimes that's really personal, but I want you to identify where you are on it, your stage, on the stages of burnout. And no, if you are at the closer end of 4 and 5, you can come back to 1. You can do this. It takes work, but you can do it. And I know for me, I have sessions open to help moms who really want, like, they want that transformation. They want to go from, like, survival mode of, I'm just trying to make it through the day. I don't know what I'm going to eat. I'm probably going to eat a bag of chips. I'm going to just go through the motions. But if you want to enjoy every single day you wake up, and you want to make sure that you're taking care of your health, like, you're eating healthy meals, you're going to work out, you are communicating with your partner so that you're not taking on all the tasks in the home, and you're knowing how to take care of baby and enjoy those moments of them smiling and walking and just doing the little things that you might miss because you're not present. This is the time you can book a session and that transformation can happen, okay? Don't feel like, hello. Don't feel like you have to carry it all on your own. Do not suffer in silence. You have to speak up and let people know where you are. Just to trust the people. You don't have to tell everybody, but make sure you have people that you trust and you can know that they want to support you, okay? That's the biggest thing. So I'm going to tell you one more time about the 5 stages of burnout, okay? The first one is that honeymoon phase, so you're happy to be a mom and you're taking care of yourself. The second one is the onset of stress. You're like, oh, I'm not living up to the expectations that I made for myself. Just go back and reevaluate your expectations, okay? You don't have to live in unrealistic expectations. And the third one is you're going to chronic stress. But guess what? When you start planning intentionally, you can go back to phase 1. That's like, okay, I can get back to 1. It's not too far off. The fourth one is when you actually are in burnout, you're having those moments of overwhelm, you're overstimulated, you have to take a step back to see what you need and how you can be supported. And the fifth one is the habitual burnout. That's where you are suffering in silence and you don't want anybody to know, but you're just in survival mode, like you down the rabbit hole. But you can come back. You got to start figuring out what you need, how you can get support. You got to figure out how you can plan intentionally. These are the things you have to think about. so that you can get back to phase one. It's never too late to recover from burnout. Never too late, okay? You just have to have that support and know what you need. And with that said, I hope y'all enjoyed this live. I was dropping tips. If you have questions, feel free to drop the questions down below. But I'm so glad that you came on and joined me. I'm just so happy to try and help moms recover from burnout, because you deserve a lifestyle that is thriving, not surviving. So yes. And until next time, I will see y'all next week, Saturday. And if you have, well, wait, if you have questions, let me see if you, anyone has questions before I log off. Oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I love talking about burnout because I want moms to recover from it. But yes, feel free to book a session if you need one. I know it's never too late to have mentorship to get better. So go ahead and do that. And I will see y'all soon. Bye.